All right, Michael, Satchel, Lexi, Styx, Steel Panther. Congratulations on your record deal.
Thanks. It's been a long time coming. We've been trying to get a deal for probably 18, 25, 30 years now. It's been a long, long journey.
Your mothers must be really proud.
My mom's really proud. She's so proud.
Your mom told me she was proud, too.
Yeah, she shows her appreciation for what we do on a nightly basis.
That's nice. That's nice.
That's awesome.
That's what I love about my mom. She's very giving.
Sounds like a very giving woman.
Yeah. I know that a couple of you, prior to the record deal, were living off your stripper girlfriend's income. Was that true?
Well, I think that's maybe a misinterpretation of what was actually going on, because we've never actually had girlfriends. They're friends and they're strippers
and
they
girls.
Pay for our stuff.
They're girls.
They are girls, but we've never actually committed to any one stripper as a girlfriend just to get stuff from her. We let them pay for stuff. This is stuff that, you know, these guys learned from me and Michael 20 years ago.
So sometimes what I will do, just to interrupt you really quick, is I will tell the girl that I love her and the stripper, and that don't ever want to see anybody else at nighttime. And then in the morning, when we both get up, I say, I'm just kidding before.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the best way to do it. Because what you want to do, if you want to get laid, there's some deception that's going to be needed, you know. And usually, you guys ingest some drugs, you know, really party hard, and just tell her, I really like you a lot, and I'm thinking about taking you on the road.
You can say, I love you.
Oh, yeah?
No, you don't. Two rules, Styx.
Well,
never say you love a girl and never kiss a hooker.
I
broke both of those last night.
There's actually four rules, I think.
Really?
Never say I love you, never kiss a hooker, don't ever. Are you writing this down?
I don't need to.
Don't ever sperm inside of a girl's vagina.
Never.
I know that rule. And you're not supposed to steal stuff.
No, that's not one of the rules.
No, that's not one of the rules. You can steal shit from a stripper.
Don't steal stuff from anybody who's in the band.
Yeah.
I mean, think about that.
Look at some of my outfits, dude. Where do you think I got most of my killer spandex?
Okay.
You
know? I'm sorry. But
it's all right. Why do you always apologize?
Absolutely don't sperm in their vagina.
Do not.
Well, Lexi, in your defense, the rules do change depending on the game. Know what I mean?
Think about it. You're not supposed to, don't cheat in games. Unless the game calls for cheating.
Yeah, unless you know you can win by doing it.
Okay. See, I'm learning more about the games and stuff.
How far did you go in school?
I went all the way to school.
Well,
you're a fucking retard, dude. We know you went to school.
You got equipped, though. That was great, though.
Tell him when you graduated from high school. That's what he's asking
you.
What grade did you go all the way up to when you walked up to your school all the way?
I don't know. In second grade, I had to do that.
Let me ask you something. When you went to the bathroom in your last class that you were ever in, did you have to ask the teacher or did you just go?
All six of us went at one time. And what was cool about the class that I was in, I had a very, very small class. We got to be on the playground all by ourselves. All the other kids got to do, they was packed.
What did your bus look like?
It was yellow.
How was it?
How
many people did your bus see?
There were seven in my class.
Did anybody wear helmets?
There was two kids that wore helmets and had a drooling thing underneath them. But what I was saying about the playground, it rules to be in a small class because we don't have to share the playground with anybody, any of the other kids. It kept us, we were in our own, it was awesome.
Yeah.
Wow.
Cool.
Never knew that about you.
You must have felt pretty special.
Totally did. I felt like I was, and it ruled because there was only one teacher to all six of us, so I could ask a question anytime I wanted, and there wasn't 30 other hands.
Were you the smartest kid in your class?
I did pretty well in it.
Yeah,
that's killer.
I did. I colored. We bitch in coloring books, and we had blocks.
Is this a senior year? What was this?
This was in middle school,
middle school.
Then after my parents got in a huge, huge, huge fight, then I don't remember what I did after that because
you're probably upset over that.
That was a blur.
That's anyway, when you started playing bass, right?
That's right. No, I didn't start playing bass until I was like 20, 29. Something when Satchel said, all right, it's time to put strings on it.
Let me stay on this because you've been touted as being one of the best bass players in the world, in addition to having the most vibrant.
Nobody said that.
Who said
I don't know who
that?
Said
no,
that.
No, I heard it from Circus or Hit Parade or one of them magazines.
Oh, wow. Well, then I think that's just because I'm good at...
All it is, they're quoting. I think you might have misread it.
Satchel plays a lot of the bass line.
They probably said best looking bass players.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Yeah, okay,
because I just want to comment on your hair. I don't know how you get that kind of volume and vibrance. What's your secret?
My hair doesn't make any noise. The volume comes from the amplifier.
No, he's talking about, like, you know how your hair gets big?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And stuff. How do you make it get big and stuff?
Oh, it's...
Thanks, Michael.
Humectrix. It all depends. It's different conditioners.
Like what?
Humectrix?
There's a...
Humectrix. Oh, Nexus.
It's a spray.
Yeah.
And then I use a moisturizers. And then I use... I try to have as much protein as I can in my diet so that my hair grows.
Yeah, he does.
Once in a while when he falls asleep, like backstage or on a tour bus, we'll just jack off on his head.
And it makes it shiny and bitchin'.
Oh, that makes it totally better.
Yeah, sometimes he wakes up, he doesn't realize it. He's like, pulls the hair off his mouth. And that's when you know.
Well, it's working for you.
Thank you very much. I mean, thank you guys.
No problem.
Thanks, guys, for doing that.
Right now, you're the hottest thing on not just on the strip, but right now you're kicking ass.
Yeah, we're the hottest thing since Coke Zero. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, and right now I know that you're probably, they're all lining up for you, all the chicks, and not Buck Cherry. I mean, how does that feel?
Normal.
Is that Buck Cherry out there?
Feels normal to us.
Yeah.
Chicks always line up for us.
Yeah.
Buck Cherry. You know what I'm saying?
You know, it's just it's a phenomenon that has really taken storm, you know?
Mm-hmm. And, it's definitely taken storm.
It has taken storm.
It's a phenomenon that's just taken storm. Over many lands.
Just gathering momentum right now.
It is. It's kind of like an avalanche, but not like an avalanche.
But completely different. Avalanche that's made out of water.
Metal.
It's like a metal avalanche over this barren land, and you twist over, and then it's just there, and you see it, and you're like,
And all of a sudden it's there, and it turns into a fucking panther.
That's steel
giant
panther.
And made out of steel,
snarling.
And it hasn't eaten in weeks.
Watch out!
And you're like a baby covered in pork chops.
And the only thing the steel panther eats is fresh pussy.
Yep.
Yeah,
and there's an abundance of fresh pussy.
So you're safe if you're a baby covered in pork chops.
You see, sometimes vaginas will, if you've ever had sex with some girls, some of them have like a yellow, like, foam coming out of them, and that's a yeast infection.
Jesus Christ.
And, you know, sometimes, you know, when you're eating all protein, you need a little bread, you know, so it's a lot of guys don't realize that and they get freaked out about it, and it's not that big of a deal.
Carbs, too.
Yeah, carbs. And it's also good if you have, for singers, because if you have any infections in your throat, usually that will kill anything.
I like to play with the foam that comes. Like, sometimes I'll get like guitar picks or hairspray from different countries, and I like to play with that foam that they pack it in so it doesn't break. So foam's fun to play with, whether a girl has foam or if it comes in a packaging box.
Peanuts.
Yeah, peanut foam.
Styrofoam.
I find those to be annoying, you know?
Yeah, they
squeak.
I love them.
And they squeak and they get all over and they get staticky.
Yeah, they do.
Kind of like a girlfriend. Annoying.
Good analogy.
Thank you.
Michael. Hey, Michael, you sing like an angel. What's your secret?
Hey, if you want to suck his dick, all you gotta do is ask.
Bro. Yeah, we can leave.
Okay.
No,
all you gotta do is ask.
I don't think that's what he's doing. He's actually giving me props.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
This time.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's all natural. I use natural products like Jack Daniel's
throat coat,
and a lot of herbs, a lot of fucking tea and shit. Chronic. Like
yeah.
And
once in a while, he'll fall asleep with his mouth open and we'll jack off into his mouth.
Yeah. So it works for
it's bullshit.
We'll give him an all natural, all organic throat coat, if you know what I mean.
How would you know if you were blacked out? I mean, I know you're quite a drinker.
Oh, if it was a black guy throat, it would probably go all the way down his
throat. No, he said blacked out. I don't black out anymore. I found cocaine to like snap me out of the blackouts.
Right.
And that way I know, like, when we're writing and stuff, I can remember what we wrote. That's really cool because we've been writing for our second record that's coming out
mm-hmm.
pretty soon after the first one comes out. It's pretty fun.
Like pretty soon is relative, because it took us 29 or 30 years to get the first record out. So if we can get another record out within the next 10 years, that's pretty soon.
That's a small chunk of time in comparison, you know.
Well, you know, I like to compare it to like being in jail. The guys sit in jail for years and years, and they get out, and it's like time never, you know, happened.
Did you write that down?
Yeah.
I got it right here.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Gene Simmons used to boast about how many women he had sex with.
Right.
Like, I think 20 years ago, it was like 20,000. Which one of you guys holds the record in the band for bagging the most?
I can tell you right now. Easy. You would never guess it by looking at him, but Styx Xedinia. Definitely had more pussy than anybody else in the band. Yeah. If you added it by weight,
I'm like the silent killer. I'll sneak up all quiet and shit, and then I'll just fuck your lady.
We've probably had hundreds of more girls.
Well, yeah, if you added up by weight, Styx has had the most.
Yeah, he's definitely the winner. Yeah.
Right. And that's what inspired some great songs on our record, like Fat Girl. And, you know, I mean, just so people don't, like, misconstrued what we're trying to say in the song Fat Girl.
That's a gigantic word for me.
Misconstrued?
Yeah. I learned it. It was a song by Barry Manilow. Really touching when you're really high.
Wow, I love that song.
Like Mandy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, construed. Yeah.
You came and you gave. Yeah.
Okay. So.
Print that.
It's going to print. Yeah, it is.